Palestinian officials say a deal has been reached that will bring an end to the five-week Israeli siege of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Under the arrangement, about a dozen Palestinian gunmen will be exiled to Italy, while another 26 will be transferred to the Gaza Strip. The deal would bring an end to the last major standoff in Israel's West Bank offensive that began at the end of March. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Bethlehem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anne, what's the latest?
Well, we're hearing that Italy wants some clarifications and that State Department officials have sort of rushed into the breach to try and solve those. I have to say this is not a victory for Yasser Arafat. Overnight, the Israeli side upped its demands that the number of those deported to Italy go from 4 to 9 and now 13. The question, of course, is why? What did Arafat get in return? 26 will go to the Gaza Strip, as you said. Israel is controlling the handover, not against the objections of the Palestinians. We're seeing preparations for the handover now. There's a metal detector on the square. The Israelis have screened off the door in front of the Church of the Nativity so that people will be whisked away and the cameras will not see them. Israel is, in fact, doing everything so that there will be no celebration here in Bethlehem with those who are leaving. They'll disperse them or deport them or move them to Gaza. And they're putting together an Arabic-speaking team who's moved in now. I've just spoken to a member of that team. They're going to be checking the IDs of those inside as they come out, when they come out.
And what's been the reaction so far to this apparent end of the standoff?
Well, the families of those inside have broken the curfew here in Bethlehem to come to the edge of Manger Square. They're mainly women because men are afraid of being picked up by the Israeli troops. They're hoping to catch a glimpse of their relatives when they're transferred. The sister of one who's on his way to Italy lashed out at Arafat, saying that he had betrayed those inside. The mayor of Bethlehem, who had once said that there could be no exile, now said today that Arafat had no choice but to agree to this deal. He had said this was a dangerous precedent. You know, you start deporting 10, then why not 1,000? But he said that exile in Italy or the Gaza Strip was better than going before an Israeli military court. One family, by the way, I spoke to, they were shocked that their son was on the list for Italy, and apparently he too is in shock. Until last night, he thought at worst he would be going to Gaza, and they say that he's never been on Israel's wanted list.
And so have you been able to talk to any of the people who have been inside the church?
I've been able to talk to a number of the foreign supporters of the Palestinians who had rushed inside last week. The conditions are very grim, and people now are very tense as the negotiations have gone up and down with promises that it was just going to be in a few hours, and then, of course, it's gone on for days. They're exhausted. 15 of the people inside are sick. One has a leg wound. There's no food. The last food the Israelis allowed in was last week, and that was only enough for about a third of the people inside for one meal. So people are pretty desperate.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Bethlehem.